Hi, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dominique, and thank you for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. You can follow the show on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts and Periscope at Music Art Culture for more talking points. Always remember to use the hashtag Join the Conversation and tag the show on our Twitter page at Music Art Culture. So what's the handle? Well, you already know. If not, I'm going to tell you again. Follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts, and we will chat. Wow. Now, a lot happened over this weekend. First, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's just get into it. We're going to talk, of course, about the Grammys. We're going to talk fashion trends, what's supposed to be on fleek, and we've got a lot more to talk about in sports news as well, with the passing of a legend. And we're going to talk about the winners who graced this year's Grammys. So don't go anywhere. Again, I'm your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture, an original Anchor podcast. You can listen for free on your favorite platform. We've got Spotify, we've got Apple Podcasts, but of course, always on Anchor at anchor.fm/musicartculture. Keep listening, stay tuned. I'll be right back. All right, so first and foremost, I want to say we made it through the weekend. That was a wonderful, beautiful thing to be able to say. That we survived another day. The unfortunate news of icon and legend, there can only be one, Kobe Bryant. And tragically, the global NBA basketball legend died in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California, as we all know. Heard across the globe, it was very sad. He was traveling with his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, one of her basketball teammates, a few parents, a coach. There were no survivors, so definitely our hearts go out to those families all involved. I believe they say it was 9 total on that private helicopter that Kobe owned. Now reports are coming in saying that there just was not enough visibility over the area. And despite the pilot's best known attempts to clear the overcast, he was not able to, and unfortunately, it resulted in tragedy. We don't want to point blame. Of course, there is an investigation underway. However, Kobe Bryant will always be remembered, not just for his work on the court, although he will forever be remembered for that, but also his work off the court. He is survived by his wife and 3 daughters. The sports world and respecting fans remember his legacy forever. He was a great friend and philanthropist, always reinventing himself and finding ways to invest himself in the next generation of basketball. And he was doing that with his younger daughter, Gianna, as we're growing to hear more about the league that he sponsored, that she played for, his efforts in mentoring young players, and the list goes on and on. Many of people are bringing out their tributes to what they remember to such an influential person. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all affected by the unexpected loss. It really is a tragedy. And so we hold them dear in our hearts. In fact, it was amazing to, we'll segue over into the Grammys. It was hosted by Alicia Keys this year, who did an awesome job. It was her sophomore turnaround, and she did it last year as well. It was a great show, but the news no one was expecting, and it happened in the early morning hours. The Grammys took place at the Staples Center this year, and it was very sombering. A lot of people didn't host interviews before the show for the red carpet, and a lot of the celebrities and the artists and the composers, producers, they just took their seats out of respect of the moment. Those who could, you know, contain themselves during an interview, they were able to. And, you know, of course the fans appreciated them, but it was a really sobering moment for a lot of different reasons. But she did a great job, and What I Like Most, the singer-songwriter, returned for the 62nd Grammy Awards and definitely delivered a warm tribute to Kobe Bryant during the ceremony at the Staples Center. The really cool part is she was joined on stage by Boyz II Men singing their hit record from their Clooney High Harmony album titled Hard to Say Goodbye. Now, if you're an R&B fan, you remember this song from the 90s. It was a really big hit. It was a really sombering type of melody, type of harmony. It was one of those where if someone passed, you heard it. If someone was graduating, you heard it. If, you know, you were moving away, you heard it. So it was definitely a warm, loving moment. And it was very beautiful for them to join her on stage to sing their song. And Lizzo just... she blew the show open. Her energy was amazing. She opened up with a brief tribute to Kobe and belted out those notes. I mean, this lady is phenomenal. If you haven't heard Lizzo, she's been all over the place. Her music is all in commercials now. She is hot to trot, and I'm telling you, it'll be awesome to see what she does in the following year. So she was also nominated this year. Love her spirit, love her energy. Tyler, the creator, he hit the stage also with Boyz II Men and Uncle Charlie Wilson. Both, I believe, all have won Grammys. And Usher put on a great show in memory of the one and only artist known as Prince. Or should I say best known as Prince. So that was just, I think, all in the first half. It was a really great show, believe it or not. Now, the fashion was really interesting. It always is at the Grammys. I mean, it wasn't anything too outlandish, actually. It was very much classy, and I would say I didn't really see anything risque. At least they didn't show it on camera. But definitely, we've got some fashion picks that are up for prediction from Cosmopolitan. And I don't know if I'd rock everything on it, but I can definitely see some of these trends popping out and peeking their way into my closet, and also probably in some of yours. So we're going to post some of those fashion trends on our social media page, on our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts, and you tell me what you think, if any of those looks would make it into your closet, huh? Maybe we should go over a few of them. All right, let's see here. Polka dots, puffy sleeves, cardigans, knit maxi dresses, boss trousers, fancy bra tops. Now, I could go for a fancy bra top. I could even go for some polka dots, but the puffy sleeves, I'm not too sure. You can't go wrong with the cardigan. Neither can you with the maxi dress. You know, tight fitted, keeps you warm because it's knit, very sexy yet casual. Those things work on an everyday basis year round. Boss trousers, maybe, maybe not. You know, do's or don'ts, depends how fitted you need to look. Oversized blazers. You know, truth be told, I don't think an oversized jacket ever goes out of style. I think every woman needs to have an oversized coat on whatever level, because it gives you that extra level of depth in your closet. You know, when you want to create just a different kind of look, maybe you don't want to seem too tailored like you're coming from the office, maybe you want to give it another little flair, mix it up with your accessories, throw on some bangles, a couple of bedazzled necklaces, and you can really make that situation work. Now, two-tone garments, I'm not really a big fan, walking around looking like, you know, the Joker, half one color, half the other color. Although it did work for Cardi B, I'm not sure if that's a trend I want to get on board with, although she looked great in it. Billowy dresses. I wasn't too sure about that. I felt very Little House on the Prairie. It wasn't for me. It felt more like a pajama gown. Moving on. Bermuda shorts, leather. Okay. Shorts, you can't lose with shorts. Leather, who doesn't like leather? Utility jumpsuits. Yeah, I used to have a Dickies suit. I'm not going to lie. I'd probably go and get another Dickies suit before I get one of the other super duper expensive ones. But fashion is fashion. And actually, I've seen a lot of really cute ones. And one of which is... ooh, do I want a name drop? I think I will. Well, no, I guess we'll save it for... no, I'm going to say it. Okay, so Alicia Keys was wearing this really cute jumpsuit. And it was a light baby pink. I'm sure if you go to her Instagram page, at Alicia Keys, you'll be able to check it out. It was by Zimmerman. Super duper cute. Absolutely love it. And even though it was a jumpsuit, it was a tad bit tailored. So it was definitely sexy, definitely on trend, definitely chic, and something that you could dress up or down. And I think those are the best things to have in your closet. As well as denim skirts, anything buttercup yellow, I agree with. Anything pleated, maybe not so much. And last but not least, you can never go wrong with a trench coat. So those are our fashion predictions for 2020. And make sure you check out some of those photos that we're going to post on our Twitter page. Other than that, make sure you keep listening. We'll be right back after this announcement from our sponsor. I'm your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. I'll be right back. All right, so we are back to talk more Grammy winners. Now, let me get some of my coffee so I can keep myself, lubricated, mainly in my throat because I've had a long day, just like everybody else. Ah, that tastes so good. It's nice and warm. Okay, so moving on, staying on topic. Where were we? We were talking about Grammy winners. Now, this year, many artists took home big wins in over 84 categories. Isn't that a lot? Now, believe it or not, we never see all the music categories that happen across the Grammys. So even though the show is like, I feel like it's like maybe two hours long, we never make it to 84 categories. It's always the major categories across, all the popular categories that basically recognize things that pretty much the viewing public at large are familiar with as a whole. So, of course, you're going to have Ariana Grande who's going to perform. You're going to have Tyler, the Creator. You're going to have Usher. You're going to have, all of these major players hit the stage. By the way, Misty Copeland performed to the music tribute, as well as a lot of other ballerinas and theatrical performers from Broadway to, musical. It was just, man, amazing. Dare we say it was amazing? It was totally amazing. Even moving on, we're going to get into the winners, because I know that was like a random moment in time. And believe it or not, though, it was a really cool moment that came towards the end of the show. I was so forward. It was so awesome because it was just one of those things that you weren't expecting. So here we go, people. Let's get into these winners. Now, I just pulled a few of my favorites that I just absolutely had to share with you. So, World Music winner for Best World Music Album was Celia by Angelique Kidjo. Now, this was interesting because as I was actually looking at the Grammys website, if you look at the different categories, it kind of tells you like what makes an album or a song qualify to be in that category. So for World Music, Best World Music Album, it's basically albums that contain at least 51% playing time of new vocal or instrumental world music recordings. So I thought that that was pretty cool, and I was like, okay, that's different. I actually like world music, and I invite you all to head over to Grammy.com, check it out. You can see her photo, see how many awards she won, see how many times she was nominated, and check out some new sounds outside of the ordinary. Spoken word album, best spoken word album, which includes poetry, audio books, and storytelling, that went to Becoming by Michelle Obama. Now, true story, I actually bought that book. And here's a fun fact. I haven't even finished the book yet. And if you want to get even deeper, I need to do it because I actually bought the book, and I don't believe in buying books and not reading them. So, of course, we all know who Michelle Obama is. She is the first African-American first lady to the first African-American president of the United States of America. And she was actually well accomplished before then. So it's very interesting to hear her story and her perspective and where she comes from in her own words, and getting to know her associations and the way that she thinks and views things outside of being Mrs. Obama, you know, Mrs. Michelle Obama. And yeah, so that's going to be a really cool book. Anyways, moving on. Grammy winners continue. Now, composing and arranging, this one was really interesting. The winner went to Star Wars Galaxy Edge, Symphonic Suite by John Williams, who was the composer. Of course, Star Wars won at the box office, it won at the Grammys, and I know there's going to be more, you know, awards to come. It's going to sweep every category, I'm sure, so there's no big surprise there. We all love Star Wars. It's classic. It is definitely pop culture at its best. Speaking of best, we're going to move over into best rap performance. Now, the winner, okay, LA's very own Nipsey Hussle featuring Roddy Ricch and Hit-Boy. Yes, that one for Racks in the Middle. And the cool thing was, even though the late great Nipsey Hussle, who was tragically murdered outside of his business in Los Angeles, actually, I feel like it's been less than a year. Less than a year ago, because he was at the last Grammys. The good news is they were able, he won two Grammys, and he was able to be remembered live on stage by John Legend, DJ Khaled, Kirk Franklin, and YG. They all came on stage, did a tribute performance, and it was really lovely, very amazing. Lauren London, his life partner and family, came on stage to accept the re award on his behalf, along with DJ Khaled and also John Legend. It was really beautiful, really touching, very awesome. All right, now when it comes to country albums, now one thing that I've got to do, I've got to give this man his props because he has been in the game, okay, for a really long time. Who else am I talking about other than Willie Nelson, country music legend? He won another Grammy for his record Ride Me Back Home. This man is old. With much respect, I say that. He is a senior citizen, and he is still kicking ass at the Grammys in his category, owning it, okay? I mean, there's so many artists that just are looking for a chance, looking for an opportunity, and he is literally in the best years of his wisdom, and he is still pumping out fire. Like, he's coming with the hits, and he's got the trophy to prove it. So, big up to Willie Nelson. Much respect. He is definitely a pioneer in his field and his genre, a legend at his craft, and it's great. Always a great thing to see when you have someone in the game with so much experience, not just performing, but also writing and, you know, musically, with instrumentation, playing guitar, piano, whatever, still being able to be an inspiration amongst their peers and to a new generation. So we always appreciate that. Best R&B album. Now, this is something that was interesting to me because I always thought of Anderson .Paak as a rapper, but apparently he won Best R&B Album for albums containing at least 51% playing time of new R&B recordings. Now, that means that basically he didn't do a lot of sampling, which is good. I did listen to some of his album. It was actually pretty good. I actually like his music. I thought of him more as a rapper. I didn't know that he was a singer. I'm learning things every day. But his album, Ventura, won for Best R&B Album. So you know what that means, ladies? We really got to step up our game. I mean, what happened when we just used to sweep all the R&B? Oh, Anderson .Paak, winner. Hats off to you, dude. You did it. Speaking of did it, let's get into Best Urban Contemporary Album. 'Cause I Love You, Lizzo, who rocked it. Yes, yeah, she won a Grammy, y'all. She won a Grammy for albums containing 51% playing time of newly recorded contemporary vocal tracks, derivative of R&B. Now, one thing I love, her voice is all over the place. She's musically trained. She can riff. She can crescendo, which is go really loud and voluminous, like you're turning up the volume and, you know, on a dial. And then she can go decrescendo, really loud to really quiet, and she just has so much control. She graced the stage, she danced full out, didn't break a sweat. That woman is curvaceous and ready to rock, okay? I feel like she can hang with Beyonce on the stage. I mean, she was all over the place, ready to do the uh-oh. All right, Lizzo, we are watching you, honey, and we want great and more. Great and more, because I know I was like, and then when she busted out with the flute, if you missed the moment, find it. And matter of fact, I will try and find it for you, and I will put it on Twitter. If I can find it, I would love to post it on our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts, because you definitely need to see that. Lizzo, oh my goodness, she totally earned that pop award for best pop solo performance. She totally deserved it. She was up against Billie Eilish, and she won. But don't get it twisted, because Billie, she took home about five, or was it four? I think she took home every win in her category except the one that she lost to Lizzo. So big up to her. She's the youngest performer at the Grammys. When she was nominated, we're talking about Billie, she was 17. When she made it to the Grammys, she was 18. She's off to a great start, and she's supposed to be recording the new James Bond movie theme. So you know, man, it must be nice. Hot off a Grammy win, going into the studio for James Bond. This 18-year-old has got it made. But you know what? Congrats to Lizzo, because she's got a lot more to come. Now, here's one of the other categories that I find very interesting that made it to the Grammys as well. And it's always been there. It's not like new news. But Best Comedy Album. Can you guess who the winner was? Because it was Trevor Noah. It was Aziz Ansari. Of course, Ellen DeGeneres. There was also Dave Chappelle. And no disrespect, but I can't remember his name. But his face is in my head like forever. Oh my gosh. Can't think of his name. But who do you think won? Drumroll. You know, forget it. I'm just going to tell you. It was Dave Chappelle. Yes. Dave Chappelle won Best Comedy Album. Unfortunately, he wasn't there that night, but you know what? I was all for it. I want to check it out. I didn't even know he dropped a comedy album. So I'm like, what? He's dropping new material? The last time I saw Dave Chappelle was actually with John Mayer when they did their show at the Forum New Year's Eve. And yeah, that was pretty funny. That was very enjoyable. Comedy and music, it was, yes, mind-blowing and a lot of fun. But Best Latin Pop Album, hashtag El Disco, was the winner by Alejandro Sanz. That was pretty cool. Record of the Year. Okay, these are the big three. These are the big three that everyone wants to know about, everyone waits for, and everyone is really just on edge about. So here we go. We're going to talk Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Song of the Year. Now, this is going to be pretty easy because it was only one artist, and Billie took them all. She took it for Bad Guy, for Record of the Year. She took Album of the Year for When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, which is currently on tour now. And for Song of the Year, she won for Bad Guy as well, which I believe she co-wrote with her brother Phineas. So I know he won some awards. I can't remember if he produced that track, but I believe he actually got some writing credit on that as well. Big ups to them. Big up to the Grammy winners. And I was just, it was a really good show. I don't think we listed everybody. I will say Tyler, the Creator, his performance was very intense, but it was very good. It was extremely artistic, and I loved how he mixed in the R&B with Charlie Wilson and Boyz II Men, with some alternative rock slash hip hop. And his Beatles wig was off the chain. I really loved the visuals. It was really, really intense and interesting. I feel like he channeled a little bit of Kanye too, you know, like clearly Kanye West's creativity was felt in that. I felt that. And definitely, he did it. He totally rocked, you know? It was really cool to see the indie make the big stage. Not to say that he hadn't been on big stages before, but even he acknowledged it during his Grammy speech, something or other regarding not really feeling accepted, but being very glad that he finally found his way and was acknowledged. And he totally deserved it, as well as the other artists. And we can't forget about Ariana Grande, who did not perform last year, but decided to come this year and perform. She was nominated for 11 awards. She did go home a winner. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Blog Music Art Culture. I am your host, Dominique. You can follow on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Shoot me an inbox. Go ahead and tweet out a message. I'll be sure to reach out and respond. We're going to cut this show a little short today after the devastating news that is sweeping across the airwaves, sweeping across the world regarding the late great GOAT, Kobe Bryant. And we're definitely all feeling it. But the great part about it is in life, it's best to remember those in life by living your own and also keeping the best parts of their memory alive. And all those who have lost loved ones, it's very sad, but we are sending out love and light, and we hope that you are comforted in this time of grief. If you have the opportunity, tell those you love them that you love them. Don't hold back. And until next time, I'll be ready for you to hit the replay button for this episode and previous episodes of the Blog Music Art Culture. But until then, of course, I'm your girl, Dominique. And until next time, outro.